Ryan Thompson joined at this time by Panther boys basketball player and Storm Lake Radio board operating legend, Gabe Elsden. Gabe, tell us about practice the last few days, getting ready for tonight, and how it's been from your perspective.
Well, the coaches have, of course, looked at our opponent, the West Bend Mallard Wolverines, and we noticed that they run a 2-3 zone, so we've been really working on the zone and trying to break that down, trying to wake ourselves up because our practices are actually at 5:45 in the morning, so trying to get our guys riled up. And, you know, just working on controlling the tempo and pushing it, but playing fast but not out of control.
How do you feel you've done in practices against a 2-3 zone, which, yeah, as a coach told me as well earlier, that that's likely what you're going to face tonight?
We've been doing pretty well. When we really focus and we work hard on cutting and finding the open guys and making the extra pass to get a great shot, we seem to break it down pretty well. So we just got to work on that in a game.
Practice is so early. Are you a morning person?
No, not at all.
Me either.
I would sleep until 12 if I could. But, yeah, it's not all bad. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Well, you're not doing so bad this year whatsoever. From my point of view, you're a lot more on the floor confident and sure of yourself, and not that you weren't in the past, but more so this year. What do you attribute that to?
Well, it's sort of just being a senior, being a leader, trying to show these guys how to work and how to lead a team. We lost a couple seniors last year, so somebody had to step up, and that's where I felt I needed to fit in, and I've just been trying to do my part.
What part or parts of your game have you been especially keyed in on and trying to step it up?
Really working on getting to the hoop, driving, and finishing with contact, and especially my finishing through fouls and making free throws, but also my three-point shooting. Last year I was, I think, like 0 for 9 or 10 or something, so I've been really working on knocking down those threes.
Well, that first game against Clay Central Everly, you chimed in tying for the team high with 20 points. What did that mean for you?
That was really nice. All the guys celebrated that with me, and it was great, honestly. But that wasn't just me. It was my teammates setting me up, and a lot of good play calling by the coaches.
Yeah, it's got to be nice, though, as coaches said, not just looking at you, you being one of them, of course, to deliver, but Dawson had 16 points last game. Nice knowing there's a few different guys who can step up on any given night.
Yeah, that's really nice because first game Jake had 20, last game Dawson had 16. So it's really nice to know that if one of us is struggling, another one can step up and take the rock and help lead our team to victory.
Yeah, so you do plays, theater. What was your big production earlier this year?
This fall I did The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was the Scarecrow.
Oh, so, yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
That's awesome. And so now you're busy with a speech. How's that going? What are you looking forward to there?
It's nice. I'm in two events. I'm in Ensemble, which is where you just act out a scene, and I'll be doing a Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh, really?
For that, yep. And I'm also doing a short film.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
Any presentations for those coming up anytime?
They're not for a little bit, end of January, okay. But they're still coming up.
Yep, they are. And so anything else you're busy with, either during school or in your free time?
Yeah, I'm in student council. I'm the student body vice president, and I'm also a mentor in a mentor program, a new one at St. Mary's.
Oh, really? So that's, you know, got to be really fulfilling to you to be making a difference in a young person's life.
Yeah, it's honestly really great. Those kids are awesome, and they look up to you, and, you know, they just love you. And then they notice you at the game, and that's awesome.
Yeah, what does your mentee enjoy doing especially? Do you work with just one youngster or more?
I have a sort of a group that I eat lunch with, and, you know, we'll do stuff from doing math problems to talking about Fortnite and, you know, just having a good time.
Yeah, good times, and hopefully good times on the floor here later, Gabe. But looking beyond, there's still a long ways to go in your high school days, but afterwards, do you know where you'll be this time a year from now?
Unfortunately, I have not figured out anything about my future yet. I'm still undecided on what I'm going to do and where I'm going to go, but I'm hoping to figure that out pretty soon.
Okay, and going anywhere, anything special planned for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm planning to actually go south this Christmas.
Really?
Yep, going to Florida.
Wow.
With the family, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Nice. What's on your Christmas wish list?
probably something pretty simple, like a pair of pants or some shoes or something.
Nothing too extreme for one Gabe Elston Christmas.
Crazy.
Hey, Gabe, thanks a lot for the time. Go get them later.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. Thank you, Ryan.